This is Halloween, this is Halloween, pumpkin scream in the middle.
Hey there, this is Mark Patton from Nightmare on Elm Street for Underground Horror Radio. Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
And welcome to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
That's very correct.
That is very correct. It is your hostess with the mostess, Nicole Velakis, Jordan, author. And with me as always is my boss man and partner in all things, Justin McPatches.
I'm pretty sure you're actually in charge of the relationship, especially the finances.
Yeah, well, you know.
A whole room full of mistakes.
Yeah, so.
No, not really. My room's awesome.
Yeah, your room is awesome.
So, yeah, we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
I know, we're on a record now.
I know, it's like 4 weeks in a row. Oh, my God.
I think it's only been three.
No, it's been four.
I run the station. I don't even know how many episodes. It is four, you're right.
Yeah, because you've. Yeah.
I know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
I got so much shit I'm doing.
Yeah, he's busy.
I am. Yeah. Welcome back. So very exciting. It is. What is the date? It is the 25th of August.
Mm-hmm.
So we have one more week, and it's what is it? The first on Thursday or two or on Friday of September.
First is Thursday.
So next second. Thursday when we're on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be 1 month closer.
Mm-hmm.
To Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
To October.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, let's be clear. The whole fucking month.
Yeah.
I don't just wait on one goddamn day.
We already started. We started buying Halloween stuff and everything.
Well, we started every day of the year, but, you know, now it's like, okay, we're getting closer and closer. I got some good ideas.
Yeah.
You want to hear them?
Sure.
Okay. So last year, unsuccessfully, I was going to try to do, like, one horror movie a day that I liked and played like the trailer. Anyway, it didn't happen. It was on Bandcamp, but I only made 8 days. I got so busy and I was working, so it didn't really happen. So this mm-hmm. year, what I'm going to do is I'm not going to do it like that, but maybe once a week or whatever. We'll put it up on Facebook and YouTube and stuff, but I think what we should talk about is pretty much just Halloween movies or movies that are like the top five that take place on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Trick or Treat's in there.
Yeah.
Halloween.
Halloween 2.
Halloween and 2 is one movie.
Mm.
It's one movie.
Tales of Halloween.
Yeah, it was all right. It was pretty good.
Well, how many movies are actually set
Night of the
on
Demons.
Halloween? Night of the Demons, okay. And Silence.
I gotta go through some stuff.
Tales of Halloween.
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
It actually has the word Halloween in its title. Okay, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
That's what I was going to think
okay.
of, too.
Because okay.
that's different.
Okay. Yeah, I'll let you have that. All right.
Rob Zombie's Halloween.
No. No.
Oh, shit. Yeah, next Thursday, actually. Maybe I shouldn't. Okay.
No, don't say.
Don't say what we're doing.
No, you're going to do something very, very special, and you'll follow it up afterwards.
Yeah, with the Charboil.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned after this for a new episode. It is a new mm-hmm. episode of Charboil and El Bandito's Power Hour of Love. I think they're going to talk about how good green jelly was.
Power Hour of Love.
And And that was the night I retired not for air. So it was a good night. I had a lot of fun. We talked about that last week, though.
Mm-hmm.
How much fun it was.
I want to say something about movies. We were just talking about movies. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is something I need to talk about. No, there was an article in the news yesterday.
Is it legit or is it just like...
No, it's legit. Okay. It's legit. But it was in England, so I kind of understand it at the same time.
Oh, okay.
But there was a man who was convicted on cruelty charges for forcing his child to watch the original Night of the Living Dead 20 years ago.
So that'd be the 90s, right?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me just back this train up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And now I know England, and you've been over there, and Sandy and Liam can definitely, and Venus in Ireland, can definitely confirm this mm-hmm. for me
mm-hmm.
since they live over there.
Yep.
I know their rating system's slightly different than ours.
They are, yes.
They might even like edit stuff out because they don't, you know, like it. Here, we're hardcore, but we're pretty relaxed about it for the most part.
Violence is fine. The sex is the problem over here. That's fuck, what everybody has a problem
fuck,
with.
Yeah. So over there, they say fuck like whatever.
Yeah.
So Night of the Living, the original Night of the Living Dead or the remake?
The black and white one. No, okay, the original hold on. One.
So this movie, for its heyday, mm-hmm. for the 60s, right? Was it the 60s or 70s?
Late 60s. It was the early right. 70s.
For being in black and white. It was a one-of-a-kind movie at its time. And it was great. And it was scary for its time.
Mm-hmm.
The Savini one that he made in the 80s was whew, rough. Yeah. Return of the Living Dead, fucking rough. All these other ones that came out after Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, whatever. Yeah. So this is the 90s by now. We've mm-hmm. had all kinds of other shit happen. Jason films. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That movie, compared to all that shit, is fucking tame. Walking Dead now
is worse.
And kids, I remember the kid at Fatality Fest that mm-hmm. walked up to me and the Soskas.
Mm-hmm.
Got an interview with him real quick. He loves fucking Daryl and all them people.
Yeah.
So we see him at the cons.
Yep.
So it's not really a big deal, I guess. I mean, you know.
Well, my thing is this, okay? It all depends on the child. And I don't think that he should have used it as a punishment because he obviously traumatized the girl, you know, by making her watch something that was scary as a punishment.
Yeah, I guess.
But I know for me, and I've talked about this before, I grew up on the old black and white horror films. My dad started me off when I was a kid. I went to a daycare that used to show us black and white horror films on reel to reel.
That's fucking awesome.
On a sheet, they'd put us, so we'd sit in benches and they'd put a sheet up on the wall and they would show the old horror movies on the reels.
And granted, those are all classics and yeah. I 100% love them and everything.
Yeah.
But again, mm-hmm. and those were made way before the 60s. I mean, you're talking about
the
30s. The 30s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which the rating system then was completely
yeah.
different. But again, tame compared to the shit now. Yep. So I guess it depends on everybody, but I don't think, here's the stupid part. First of all, being in charge of child cruelty. Secondly, 20 years later.
Yeah.
That makes no fucking sense to me.
Yeah. I don't get it.
I don't get it.
No, I don't get it.
I mean, I like England, but that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
So what did he get? Jail?
No, they gave him like time served or something. Probation.
But it still came up as something that happened.
Yeah.
Instead of like, fuck it, it was 20 years ago.
Yeah, and they actually made like a charge out of it. He actually has a charge on his record now. He was convicted by the court.
See, here, we have a trial, and probably somebody would be like, throw it out.
Yeah.
Because we'd have fancy lawyers here that would mm-hmm. fucking...
Just speaking of throwing it out, the judge that heard the case about the Starbucks putting too much ice by shorting their customers by putting too much ice in their cups...
That doesn't make sense.
They threw it out because it was like, that's ridiculous. The judge said that's ridiculous.
You ask for extra ice.
I know.
That doesn't make sense.
No, I know.
Not you, them.
Yeah, I know.
It's stupid. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, people are dumb. But yeah, I see. I started out young too, mm-hmm. like you. Okay, Jaws.
Mm-hmm.
By then was I think all of them except for maybe Jaws 7, or no Jaws 4, which
Jaws
came out in the
80s.
There is no Jaws 7. But
the Shallows.
The Shallows. Jaws: The Revenge came out in 87, I think.
Uh-huh.
And by then I was, you know, it was like what, 4, maybe 5.
Yeah.
I can't count.
5.
Five?
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't on TV yet until later.
Mm-hmm.
But the other Jaws were on TV.
Yeah.
The Jaws, I think The Howling was on, Leprechaun. Well, Leprechaun came out in the 90s. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I watched these movies with my parents, and I will say I wasn't scared of Freddy or Jason. I was scared of Chucky, and that was the one that I definitely... Because I'm the same old as Alex. I'm the same age as Alex Vincent. He mm-hmm. was 6 in that, just like I was.
Mm-hmm.
in 88. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I was six. So, yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Didn't really work mm-hmm. for me. And eventually I got over it. Now, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. So, it depends on the movie.
Yeah, I mean, granted, now, you and I were talking about the movies that really affected us.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the hardest thing to watch and stuff like that.
Oh, The Exorcist is fucking...
Yeah, The Exorcist
that's a hard motherfucker.
Like my worst. That and Phantasm. The first Phantasm right. really just fucked with me bad. But I was a kid when I saw that. And that one maybe I shouldn't have watched when I was that right. young. Okay?
Well, The Exorcist, I think the reason why... And I know, like, in the movies we just started watching, The Conjurings? Those movies, I know mm-hmm. that's based on... things and mm-hmm. the Warren files and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, I'm in my 30s now, so that's cool. And I'm like, all right, if it's true, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with my head with The Exorcist was all the shit that they said, all the rumors about mm-hmm. shit that was going on with it.
Yes.
And I've watched a lot of Demon Possessed, Supernatural, The Conjuring, mm-hmm. all these demonic movies we see now. And I have demons. But something about that one and all the rumors,
mm-hmm.
I just, oh, that was just something about it. Like, I almost feel like it's the fucking Ring. Yeah. Like, if you watch it, you're, like, asking for shit.
Right.
But it's such a good movie. It's a classic.
Yeah, it is a classic.
Because 2 was fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. 3 was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Brad
Dourif? It was really good. Yeah, my dad liked that one a lot.
But, yeah, the first one's hard. It's a great movie, though. And we're going to go through the house at Universal, so
yes.
I'm stoked. I know you're going to make a face. I'm afraid of demons and shit.
But the other thing was, I love Jaws, but Jaws scared the piss out of me when I was a kid.
It scared everybody.
And I used to be afraid of sharks in the
pool.
Yeah.
We all have that irrational fear.
Yeah.
I had that fear, too. Ghost shark doesn't help. And Sharknado landing in, like, the lagoon.
It's funny to me that you like Jaws. Jaws is like your favorite movie ever.
Yeah.
And you're like scared of sharks. You know what I mean?
I'm not scared of sharks. I just
don't want to go in the water.
I just don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
I swam my whole life. I grew up on a pier, so I've seen stuff.
I know.
But
I've seen stuff.
I just know better.
Yeah.
No, I'm not really worried about great whites. I'm more worried about bulls than anything.
Yeah.
Like, they're the most aggressive shark.
Mm-hmm.
No, I love Jaws, and I think the reason why people got scared the most, because it wasn't like a ghost or anything. It was something that exists.
In nature, yeah.
And it was based on something that did happen, more or less, in 1916. I read the uh-huh. books on it.
Uh-huh.
But no, when I grew up, I was reading all kinds of shark books in the library and horror stories and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. When I was in middle school and high school, I got to actually go in, and there used to be, and I'll never forget these books. I wish I could find them, but I don't even think they're in print anymore. But they were all, like, orange covers. They all had orange covers, and then, like, it was one that was, like, about King Kong, and it had the black and white picture of King Kong on the front of it.
Yeah.
But an orange background, and it was, like, a whole series. They had Dracula, they had Frankenstein, they had Wolfman, they had...
Based on the movies?
King Kong. Yeah, it was kind of based on the movies with pictures in it from the films.
That's cool.
Yeah. And I used to take them out of the library and read them. And then I started reading Stephen King, too, when I was in middle school.
Yeah. For the record, Jaws the book. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's not shit. It's really good.
I've read it.
Because I read the book and seen the movie. And mm-hmm. they're very different.
Mm-hmm.
So when The Shallows was coming out, people were like, oh, it's PG-13. I'm like, Jaws and Jaws 2 are PG.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get that rating until like the 80s after Raiders.
Yep.
No, it wasn't Raiders. It was Temple of Doom.
Yep.
Oh, Kali Ma. Which, by the way, there's a song about Kali Ma from the Ghetto Zombies. Mm-hmm. Very cool. But yeah, I love Jaws, and I love The Shallows. Mm-hmm. And we saw Jaws. Oh, that's right. We saw Jaws, too.
Last Friday.
That's right. At Morbid Movies. And, we don't know what's exactly playing in September. But you'll like it if it's what I think it is.
Yeah.
So check on that site for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's also on the Podunk site, Morbid Movies. You'll see it.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely awesome. Thanks for having us out again. We mm-hmm. love coming out. I'll have the interview with Mike Favada soon.
Yeah.
But Jaws 2 on the big screen was fucking cool. And
yes.
It's not a perfect movie. It's certainly not the first movie.
Mm-mm.
And I knew that going in because I own it on DVD here. But I really enjoy it on the big screen. And even though it wasn't the busiest event,
mm-hmm.
people were having fun.
Yeah.
They were making jokes.
Mm-hmm.
There was laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of riffing. So I was like riffing on it a little bit. So if I do another commentary thing, I think I want to do Jaws too, because it's just fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So anyway. All right. Well, let's play some music. How about that? And we'll come back and
Tunage.
We'll talk about what Spooky Empire, which is coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
Sooner than later this year. Thank God. What else is there?
There's a couple things.
Yeah, there's a couple things. We'll play some tunes. We'll be back.
Stranded at the edge of the world, buried at the edge of the deep black sea, watch my lover drown on the TV screen. I took my grave, became your slave. At the end of the gong, you let me wait in. Oh, wait until the waves come again and again and again and again. I can't hold my breath for a long time. I can't hold my breath for a long, long time. Goodness be the end. I may be dead, my friend, but you won't see me again. Covered by the rising surge, trapped beneath the surface of the foamy tide, choking on the last breath of my life. It threw me down, threw me around, from the bottom of the sea my body floated. A rotten and forgotten, I'm screaming again and again and again and again. I can't hold my breath for a long time. I can't hold my breath for a long, long time. Can this be the end? I may be dead, my friend, but you'll see me again.
My life again. I don't wanna hands, I curse this day. And at night when the wolves cry out, listen close, then you can hear me shout. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again.
Welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
That's right, podunkradio.com, a fantastic underground punk rock station with many, many fine shows, such as this one.
Exactly.
You like that?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Yes. So tell us about what we just heard.
Music.
What was it?
That's it, we're out. No, I'm just kidding. We heard some Ramones.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard Left 4 Dead.
Mm-hmm.
With Deep Black Sea, and we heard some Calabrese back there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
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 Nice. Nice.
Right. Oh, you know, speaking of the 31st, says my 2-hour interview episode with Lisa Wilson. Levi Wilson. Jesus Christ. Levi Wilson and Lisa Hammer. I've been saying it all day, so I'm
Lisa Wilson?
Yeah, no. Anyway. I got that coming up. That's 2 hours. Mm-hmm. So hopefully everybody's attention span will be entertained. I hope.
Fun. Yeah.
It was a great interview.
Yeah.
And then Venus De Vilo is dropping another EP or maybe a new album. Mm-hmm. It's like midnight, I think, England time.
Mm-hmm. So it's 7 p.m. here.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were 6 hours. They're 7 hours ahead.
They're 5 hours ahead.
I'm not doing any traveling on my own.
Yeah.
No. Anyway, so yeah, that's going to be awesome. So we always love some Venus De Vilo.
Yeah.
So Halloween's almost here. What else is going on?
Fright Nights. Fright Nights is having a casting call on the 17th.
Of September.
Yes.
Okay.
And they're doing both paid and volunteer.
Very nice.
Roles. They're looking for people to do all sorts of things with the, you know, makeup and all that stuff. And they said that if you are chosen for a full-time position, you have to commit to all 11 nights.
Right. I think that's fine. So kiss your weekends goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time,
it's fun,
if you're dedicated, oh yeah, being an actor in a haunted
plus
house.
Plus getting paid.
Yeah, that's pretty
good.
That'd
be awesome.
We actually know the guys over at Fright Nights.
Yes, we
had
do.
Had many, many, many interviews.
Mm-hmm.
We've been going there for, what, the last 3 years?
Mm-hmm. Yes, 3 years.
3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll probably be out there this year as well.
Yep.
Over there at the South Florida Fairgrounds. Fright Nights has been going on for a very long time, though.
Yes, exactly.
So if you can't afford, like, Orlando, definitely go and check out, you know, Fright Nights or some other haunts, because we've all discussed this about how up north there's hay rides and
yeah, there's all kinds
all that.
Of stuff. But yeah.
There is some cool stuff coming up in October, I think, over with Charboil from Charboil and El Bandito is Power Hour Love. I think me, him, and hopefully Nicole. There's like a 2-day thing where we're going to go to like haunted houses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that'll be cool
from
here to there.
Yeah.
And definitely check out some of those different events and we'll report on it, of course.
Right.
And that's going to be awesome. So excited for that. Not fully details just yet, but we'll keep you posted.
Yep.
So what else is in October for spookiness?
Spooky Empire.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's surreal.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
No, actually, Spooky Empire has been going on for quite some time. It is, I have to say, in Florida at least, the largest horror convention.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even the Southeast. Because Dragon Con is not really a horror convention. It's a book. Isn't it more books?
Mm-mm.
No?
Yeah. Is it? Cosplay and stuff like that. It's more fantasy.
That's coming up soon, right?
Dragon Con's more fantasy.
Yeah. Is that coming up soon, too? I think it's like.
Yeah. Soon.
We couldn't go.
No, not this year.
But they have a lot of good people going, so that's cool.
Yeah.
With Spooky Empire, yes, October 7th through 9th, 2016, at the Orange County Convention Center.
Tell them how much the tickets are, Justin.
For us? Nothing.
No, for them.
Okay, let's look at the tickets. Now,
tickets!
Mind you, if you live in Florida, depending on where you're at in the Florida,
yeah,
you may just want to go up for a day.
Right.
Now, if you're not from Florida, and let me tell you, people from all over come to this.
Yeah.
And even if you are in Florida, I know a lot of people that are very big into conventions now.
Mm-hmm.
Very big into horror conventions or any other kind of conventions. Mm-hmm. They usually stay the whole weekend. Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
3-day weekend. So you have the 7th through the 9th is right now $60.
For 3 days.
For 3 days, that's not really bad.
No, that's not bad. Tell them what the individual prices are.
I will. Now, after September 19th, it'll be $65, and at the door will be $75 for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
VIP package is $199. Mm-hmm. So there you go, and it's not available at the door. 1 day, say Friday, is advanced price is $30, which isn't bad for a day. And then I can't really read that. It's very far away. At the door, it's going to be $40, and then after September 19th, it's the same day. I don't know why.
It's $35.
Saturday, advance is $35. Saturday is the big day.
Uh-huh.
That's the day everything happens.
Yeah.
$35, after the 19th, it'll be
$40,
and then at the door, it'll be $45.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, pretty much the same as Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's... if you're going to be there all 3 days, do the weekend pass.
Yeah.
It just makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, you know, even if you're just going for 2 days, it might be cheaper to get the whole thing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I would think. All right, so that's going on. They have a giant tattoo festival,
mm-hmm.
Film festival, which is spot. Let me look here. Submissions.
Mm-hmm.
Film festival, which submissions are done now, right?
Yep.
Okay. Is sponsored by Fear House.
Mm-hmm.
Blair Bathory from Fear House will be hosting
mm-hmm.
the film festival. It's also sponsored by Crypt TV,
mm-hmm.
Which a couple of YouTubers that I like a lot are on Crypt TV mm-hmm. as well. Very cool.
Right.
So awesome. And then no schedule yet because it's early. I don't think they released any of the authors yet. I mean, not authors, artists.
Right.
So I'm seeing if maybe Joel's going to come back.
I don't know. I haven't had a chance to talk to him.
Oh, yeah. You wrote the Brooke and them. Are they coming or no response?
I don't know. They haven't answered yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said it'd be cool if her and Tully could come.
Right. That'd be awesome. Yep. So let's just knock out the authors real quick. They did add some more authors.
Oh, they did?
Yes, they did.
All right.
Including this gentleman down in the bottom, Tyson Hanks.
Our buddy Tyson Hanks.
Yes, which you got on the panel.
Yeah. I did get
just
him on
like
the panel.
How we got
just
from
like
Rob,
got
yeah,
me. Yeah.
So very cool. Tyson's an awesome guy. We did some interviews with him. That's up on the Bandcamp page,
right?
So we got Scott Marlowe, Sean McCumber. Is that Seamus?
McComber, yeah. Seamus King, yeah.
Scott Poole, Scott Baker, R.J. Jajola. She's a nice person.
Uh-huh.
We met her last year. Very cool. Owl going back. Owl's always cool to be around, and so is John Catapano.
Uh-huh.
He's always fun too. Eric
Gamachi.
Yep. And mm-hmm. I don't know how to say that.
Aurelius. Aurelius Nova. Nova.
Nice. Well, and then everybody else up there, William Tucker, Scott Kenmore, Sarah Ney, Lynn Gibson, Melissa Jebo, Jay Smith, Jamie Pierce, Indy McDaniel. Awesome. Elise Rice, Cynthia Lott, Briarly Mitchell, Armin
Rosamelia.
Who does podcasts as well.
Yeah.
And, of course, who's putting this all together as far as the author stuff, Alicia Sams, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And Nicole Volakis.
Yeah.
Author.
Uh-huh.
And accompanied with her is who's going to be moderating some of the panels.
Yes.
Justin McPatches Jordan, Underground Horror Radio.
Right
so very
there.
Cool. Check that out. Spooky Empire's coming up. It's going to be awesome. There's a link to the website on the Podunk page.
Yes.
Under upcoming events or
yes.
events.
Mm-hmm.
So very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's see who media guests. They added some more people.
Uh-huh.
Weird Al Yankovic. Holy Christ.
Woo-hoo.
Now I know you're thinking, well, it's not really a horror guest. It doesn't fucking matter. It's
no,
Weird Al.
This is Weird Al.
Weird Al has been rocking since like the 80s.
Yeah.
And who doesn't love Weird Al? He does really good job.
And he's done parodies of everything. So yeah, I'm sure there's some horror
stuff
in there.
From hip-hop to Michael Jackson
mm-hmm.
to anything.
Amish Paradise.
Yeah. You know, he's been in movies. He's made movies. He does voiceover stuff. It's Weird Al. He's been around forever. He still looks really good.
He's a fucking icon. Yeah, he does
is.
Look really good.
He is definitely rocking and to this day. And we're so happy about that.
Uh-huh.
Robert Englund, Doug Bradley, Kane Hodder, Bill Johnson, Tony Moran, Bill Moseley, of course, Danny Hassel, Lisa Wilcox, Andres Jones. Doug Bradley, you know, of course, Pinhead.
Mm-hmm.
We got Simon Bamford, Barbie Wilde, and Nicholas Vince, both, all of them, from Hellraiser 2.
Mm-hmm.
And they just added this. If anybody's watching Stranger Things on Netflix, Nicole and me are actually going to do a marathon soon so she can watch it.
Yeah.
I've seen it all. Millie Bobby Brown, so she's 11. Very awesome. Good show. Check mm-hmm. it out. Karen Fukuhara. Zoe Bell, Caroline Williams, Victoria Price, Basil Gogos, Sleazy Parmentini, yeah. And Mike Christopher.
Uh-huh.
And
Vivek Ogre.
Yes, from Skinny Puppy and Repo the Genetic Opera.
Woohoo!
So, and they're not even done yet.
Yeah, they're still doing
this
it.
This list alone is really awesome, but they're
yes.
not even fucking done.
Yeah. I'm excited.
They're really pumping out the guests this year.
Yeah. It's been awesome.
Well,
so
I think
far.
They realize that. I read somewhere in the blogs about how it's really competition now because of all these giant cons that even like MegaCon is considered like a medium con, and MegaCon is fucking huge.
Yeah.
So
is Tony Moran still on there?
Yeah, I said Tony Moran.
Did you?
Because he's right there.
Oh, okay.
Who we met over at Fatality Fest. Next to Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
Who they're doing well. They got like Joey Fatone. He's opening a restaurant up in Orlando.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
And our lovely friends, the Soska sisters.
Yes. Hellevator.
Season two is starting very soon.
On produced by Blumhouse, right?
Yep.
Who's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And then this week. For Saturday, we're going to go watch Don't Breathe.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
Looks good.
Yeah, we're very excited about that. Oh, and if you are a fan of The Walking Dead, season 6 is out on DVD.
On YouTube, I saw the speech.
You saw the speech that they showed
Fuckity
with him.
Fucking fuck.
Yep. They showed, there's a clip online, you can look it up, of Negan's entrance and his little speech before he beats somebody to death, and it's all uncensored. It's all the
F-bombs galore. It's like I wrote it.
Yeah. So,
but that's how he is in the comics.
Yes, that is how he is in the comics. And they said that when they're filming, they pretty much, they do two takes. They let him do one where he's full on blue tongued cursing fucking and then they do another one that's more for television.
I think they should go back in Supernatural and like film his dad as the dad again swearing like that.
Mm-hmm, really?
They're completely two different characters, but yes. Hey, that's awesome. I think Negan will be good. Hopefully he'll get back into the show. Jeffrey Dean Morgan is awesome.
Yeah.
We've seen him in a lot of good things, so yeah. I like
him. You know what I noticed last night, though, when I was watching that clip?
What?
How clean his clothes were. His clothes look like brand new. Like brand new leather jacket, brand new boots. Like he didn't even have a scuff on him.
We might have an area that he could wash and dry clothes.
Well, you don't wash and dry like a leather jacket. But I'm saying he didn't even look like...
He was dirty.
No, he didn't even look like, you know, he had ever worn those clothes before. So I'm wondering if he doesn't have like a supply somewhere, you know? It's like brand new, span spanking new clean.
Right.
Because everybody else is dirty. Oh, everybody else is dirty.
Including the guy on there that's Trevor from GTA.
Yeah.
So, that'll be good. That's coming out soon. Ash vs. Evil Dead is out on Blu-ray and DVD.
Yes, and he's very excited.
So, please go get that. And we're getting the fucking Stars digital, whatever the fuck
yes,
it's called.
I know, baby.
Season. Oh, Netflix. Netflix passed on it.
Yeah, I know that. I bet they're regretting it now.
Why? Mm. No, not Netflix not having like make the show like Stranger Things. I mean like putting it on Netflix.
Oh. Maybe it was cost too much. Maybe it cost too much for the rights.
Maybe, but I would just think like
they're already jacking up their prices. They probably don't want to have to pay out more than they already do.
Get rid of some of the other shit on there. Right. This show would be binge worthy.
I know.
It's only 10 episodes, but
I know.
Still, it's awesome.
10 half-hour episodes.
Yeah, it's still.
Yes.
Fucking awesome.
And apparently this season's going to have like the bloodiest kill ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, let's play some tunes and we'll come back and discuss more things spooky and scary and Halloween.
Yeah. Mwah-ah-ah-ah-ah. We'll be right back.
know that a young boy drowned the year before those two others were killed? The counselors weren't paying any attention. They were making love while that young boy drowned. His name was Jason, and today is his birthday.
Cat blood, ain't ya? Never come back again. It's got a death curse.
His body was never recovered from the lake after he drowned. He's still out there, some sort of demented creature, surviving in the wilderness, full grown by now. Legend has it that Jason saw his mother beheaded that night, that he took his revenge. A revenge that he'll continue to seek if anyone ever enters his wilderness again.
You're with your baby.
Welcome back to Underground Horror Radio.
Correct.
I keep getting it right today. All right. So we were just listening to Alice Cooper's The Man Behind the Mask. Yeah. Yeah, that's the shit right there. Yeah.
The rocks never really went where it's supposed to.
I know. You're just kind of lobbing them over their head.
Oh, well, oh, man, I kind of want to do this for Halloween, like shoot a video of the game, but I might just do something like for Mortal Kombat, but or the new game if I get it by chance. But yeah, I think I'm going to wait until August. Or no, not August. January, I think, is the next Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. And I will do.
Well, they're saying it is, but they probably won't be until October of next year. That's what they're saying now.
For Friday the 13th?
Yep.
No, not the game. I'm talking about this game.
Oh, that game?
Well, on Friday the 13th, I'm going to be live stream it.
Oh, that. Okay.
Yeah, not the new game. New game is going to be until next year?
No, I thought you meant the movie.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, the movie. Well, what about the movie? What do you know about a movie?
Well, the movie, they're apparently, it's back in process and in production, and they're shooting for, they first said January of 2017, but they don't think that's going to happen. So they're said it's more likely October 2017, which will be Friday the 13th.
Next year?
Yep.
In October?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So awesome.
Yeah, I read that on Bloody Disgusting. Bloody Disgusting, one of the writers for Bloody Disgusting got a preview, sneaky peek, got to read the script for the one that was abandoned that was going to be made, and he said it was really good, and we would have been happy with that film had they made it. But he goes through and reads it, and he talks about it, and, you know, puts parts of the script in there, and some of it was good, some of it was kind of corny. It goes back to the legend with Pamela Voorhees and stuff like that, but they're like, oh, he never died. You know, Jason never died. And the only thing I didn't really like was something about him collecting Halloween masks, and that was why he had an affinity for the hockey mask, which, yeah. But some of it was pretty good, but it just, you know, so it's the same archetypes, the same, you know, set of counselors. They're all kind of their own little, you know, like the jock and the dumbass and the stoner, and, you know, it's all,
so it's
like
all
Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods is what I was going to say. Yeah.
So
that's unfortunate.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that the actual script that's being shot is much better than that.
Right.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
I always had a question, and I wanted to ask you this.
Yeah.
So Friday the 13th part 2.
Yeah.
Okay. He kills Alice at the beginning.
Yeah.
Where the fuck does this girl live?
I don't know. Somewhere
because
else.
I always wondered about how he fucking got all the way to where she lives.
I don't know.
And got into her house, put his mother's head in there, and killed her in her apartment. I don't understand how he knew where to go or how to get there or anything from Crystal Lake. Because I don't think she lived near Crystal Lake.
I don't know. I don't work here.
Because when they show him walking down the street, you know, he's coming up to where she lives, and she lives on like a street, not like a town street. It's
right,
like
in
looks
the
like
city.
A city. Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of things in these movies you can't explain.
I know. I was sitting here thinking that.
I really don't have an answer.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Because I don't think he's ever done that, aside from when he went to New York, but that was because he was on the boat that went to New York. That's the only reason he went to New York. Otherwise, he stayed around Camp Crystal Lake.
Maybe he was so mad about his mother dying.
Oh, maybe. She killed him. She killed her, so maybe that's why.
Other than that, he usually doesn't fuck with you unless he ends up on an environment like on a spaceship or like New York by chance the only other time was Jason Goes to Hell when he repossessed a body and he made his way. But he was going back to Crystal Lake.
Yeah. And that was, yeah.
Oh, and Elm Street. Because Freddy convinced him it was his mother, and that's
why. That was different because Freddy actually brought him there. But I'm saying
that's about it. Yeah.
How did he track her to wherever she lives?
Oh, I don't know. It's who knows?
Because even watching it on the news or whatever,
right?
You know,
yeah.
So
anyway, that's
an interesting thought.
Here we go. Right, so is the trailer for Don't Breathe, which we're going to go see this weekend,
and we'll give you a full review next week.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Your lips look sore.
That's how you're making your cash out there?
What do you say you and I move away from Mom together? It's a promise.
You're leaving?
Yeah, as soon as I have the money.
When are you coming back?
Never.
Yo, I got our ticket out of here. Rumor is this guy is sitting on at least 300K. Boom!
That's our guy.
Wait, is he blind?
We messed up to rob a blind guy, isn't it?
Just because he's blind don't mean he's insane, bro.
Guys, money's probably in there.
Who's there?
Stay right there.
How many of you are there?
Just me, man, all right? Just let me go, please. Okay, I swear to God.
That's almost like Silence of the Lambs.
Kinda.
He's a fucking crack shot for a fucking blind guy.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe he's got the same thing Daredevil's got going on.
Yeah.
But it looks really good. We're
it
excited.
It does look really good.
It's made by Freddy Alderez, who did Evil Dead in 2013. Mm-hmm. Jane Levy, who's in this as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got Stephen Lang.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited. We'll let you know what happens. But that's it. We're going to play one more song. We're out of here.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for Charboil and El Bendito's Power Hour of Love.
Woo!
Woo! I jumped out a window.
We jumped out.
Yeah, Big Hero 6 is awesome.
Yeah, we like Big
Hero 6.
So
anyway, we're out of here. Bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll see everybody next week.
Bye.
Enjoy.
She was a straight bunch.